What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to 26 degrees. Miami Hurricane Football Barbershop Talk. I am your host, Larian Hill with the game. Fresh off the VT victory. The belt to ass tour continues. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Put another one in the W column, 5-0. And they can't take that from us. And y'all quit trying to take it from yourselves, too. Acting crazy out this motherfucker, man. Anyways, I'm here with my man, Turnpike Measy. Please say the Turnpike. Say what's up to the people, Measy.
Please say the Turnpike. What it do, people? We here, 5-0. You know what I'm saying? They is trying to take it from us, Larian, but the record speaks for itself, man.
Yeah.
5-0, boy.
The refs tried to almost take it. Lord have mercy.
Tried to, bro. That shit, we're going to talk about it, bro.
Yeah, we'll get into it.
We got the real field general X in the building, man. Holler at the people.
Yo, 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 what's good? The punch in the face tour continues. But I tell you, we didn't knock y'all out, but y'all got punched in the face. So we gonna be throwing some major blows this week though, but we here.
For sure, for sure. And we got my man D Rob in the building. D Rob, say what's up.
What's going on, everybody? Another victory. We move. You know what I'm saying? Very impressive victory. We'll get into it already. Yeah.
All right, shit. Let's get into it, man. We pull out the victory, 38-34. Is a game, you know, we got down in a little bit. Virginia Tech, you know, came out looking better than you know, even, you know, our boy Vito came on looking better than what they said. And but see, that's what you got to love about college football, because the Virginia Tech team we played was the Virginia Tech team he said he was promised, that didn't show up. But you got to remember a couple of factors. It's a rivalry game, and it's Miami. So everybody's going to show up, because you either hate us or love us, period. Ain't no in between. Y'all saw all the selling out they did on the field, you know, mocking cam celebration or whatever. You know, which is all fair game, but like I tell people all the time, you don't do that for teams that don't matter. You don't do that all this extra making up turnover chains of your own, and all. You don't do that for teams that don't matter. You do that shit for teams that get on your fucking nerves. And as us, we on everybody nerve. You either love us or hate us. There ain't no in between.
Nah, man.
I love it.
They just angry fans, man. They really fans of Miami, but they just mad because they, you know what I'm saying? They not authentic fans.
Angry, so. Well, you know, they say hate ain't nothing but misplaced love. That's all.
Yeah, misplaced love. It's misplaced love, man. To speak on that game, I'm gonna give one point where I think if this play doesn't happen, the game is a blowout. We up 14-7. Then we score. They call a holding call on Markel Bell.
Right.
If they don't call that, which wasn't a holding,
not at all.
21-7. That right. Game is blown out. You know what I'm saying?
I think it changed the complexity of the game.
Yeah, they gave them the actual – one thing I say, everybody will talk about cheating Russ. I'm like, so y'all don't see what they actually doing to Miami. They literally – dog, Jacoby George got a penalty for spinning the ball in the end zone.
Right. I kept looking. I said, what did he do?
Bro, that shit was crazy.
Remember, I put it in the chat. Yeah, I said, what did three do?
Jacoby being Jacoby, but then when I saw it,
like, what we do that at? Like, oh my God. Like,
spinning the ball. Which I do think they actually did write that in the books now. I think it is.
But even if they did, let me know, he's not the only one doing it.
I agree. Yeah.
So it's like, why would you even throw a flag? But I realized. You know, the ACC refs, they already don't like Miami. And then I'm like, you know, we Miami, period. So it's like, I never expected a good call to us. Like, it's always going to be a bad call.
Right.
So, but, yeah, if we go up and score 21-7, I can guarantee you that game gets blown out. They have nothing left in the tank. For one, all the fans who did come to the game, man, thanks. The stadium was electric. The players loved it. The recruits loved it. It was a vibe, man. Keep it a buck.
I'm with
the stadium
you.
Stadium is back, man. It gives that team that energy.
I'm with you on the that point you were just making, though, man. Real talk, that, you know, football is a momentum game. So you take a game that would have been 21-7, that bad call immediately turned into a 14-point flip. Like, that changed things around immediately. And then they done built momentum at this point. Now, I'm never worried, and there's one reason why, is number one. One going to make me never be nervous in the game at the end of the day, because I know he's going to give us the opportunity to fight back. Last year, if you had nine or you had Van Fleet, whatever his name is, Van Morrison, I know this shit over with, because I'm like, he's going to start throwing picks left and right. And here's the funny part. That was the worst game we see Cam had. And it didn't even look that bad at the end of the day.
He did it, yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't feel bad, really bad.
It wasn't bad.
It was his worst game. And he made some throws. You know, he said that he knew it was poor throws that he wished he could have back. He knew exactly what was coming. And he just placed the ball poorly in those situations that gave those guys those opportunities. But then you just look at things that change the DNA of this team. It's just the effort. On like the pick where Arroyo flies down the other side of the field to get involved in these plays. The fact that when Cam threw that pick, he was the one who pushed the guy out of bounds. And he was pissed off with himself. I could tell by the way he was just gunning that. He was like, nah, you know, I messed up. I'm not going to allow that to become bigger than the moment. Like, yeah, one screw up don't need to turn into, you know, six. So I think the makeup of this team is what fans to really – take away from this game is, I think teams in the past going to tank real early when we face these type of adversities.
Yeah, no, man, Cam Ward instantly, like, when we down by 10, Cam Ward is on the sideline telling everybody, like, man, y'all don't worry about it. We finna go down and score. Y'all just give me the ball again. We go. And I'm like, I'm looking for a coach. Like, coach, man, put me in. I want to run a slant, man. But this nigga saying we finna do what? I want a bad. But I'm telling you, hey, when you have that type of player, that type of leader, man, the team feeds off it. We went down. You know, some guys was injured, got banged up, and like you say, last season, we know that game instantly because maybe a blowout for them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying, and it's like that team fought back, man. Resiliency. Shots out though, man. Look, it's crazy. Some of you fans actually wanted Restrepo to leave.
No, bro. I was talking about that with my dad yesterday.
I need all y'all
bro.
To go apologize and go purchase that man's shirt. Get him some more NIL money. Cause without Restrepo, I'm telling you, we'll be fucked in some games. To be honest, you know what I'm saying? And not saying that literally, but just saying.
He's that. Like, you got to stop it. You got to stop at some point.
Bro, that
eat your words.
Down catch, bro. I was like,
come on, brother. Come on, brother. This man is literally on his ass.
When I saw him fall, I'm like, damn, bro, we lost. And then he caught this shit, and I was like, what the fuck was that?
I said right before that, I said, damn, if we don't convert him, we might lose this. I said, if we don't convert him, we might lose this shit. And like you say, he fall. I'm like, oh, God. He caught it. Oh, that's our game. And that's what made, you know, the ending so disheartening, because I was like, they about to steal this from us. Like, the refs, not the team. Yeah. I was like, because I didn't see him call the touchdown, one. So I'm like, who called the touchdown?
I'm going to tell you, when they finally called the touchdown, Horton was already running off with the ball. The ref was looking around, and that's how I know they was trying to do some bullshit. He was looking around before he even threw his hands up. And I was like, yeah, we got it. You know what I'm saying? And then
when he threw his
hands up, I was like, what the fuck? And I'm like, okay, yeah, I see. I'm they finna cheat us.
Yeah, like, how you even call that a touchdown and you can't tell, bro?
There's no way you call that a
touchdown. I'm like, you say incomplete and let the shit return, overturn it.
So my dude Maddie explained the rule in the rule book what happened. What happened was they had to call it a touchdown, in order for them to review it. Because if it was still, if it was called an incomplete, they couldn't review it.
Why?
They did that. They did that, I guess, to give Virginia Tech
a fair shot.
They gave them an opportunity, which I still felt was like, fuck about it. They don't need an opportunity. You know what I'm
saying? But I say, yeah, because you look what you're saying, though. Give them an opportunity. No, you don't give them an opportunity. They have to make their opportunities and take it. Bro was 6'5". Bro jumped up. He had an opportunity. He got the hand. He got his hands on it. He shouldn't even got his hands on it, but he did. And that was his opportunity, right? But he didn't bring the ball down. I'm like, what are we talking about? The ball, you know, they talking about.
Yeah, he definitely caught it. He definitely caught it, but he didn't come down with that shit.
He couldn't. He didn't control it. He never controlled it. He got it in his hands. Never controlled it. They already said the fact that a Miami player was out of bounds and they had their hand on the ball too makes it a dead ball immediately. So put it on top of that.
It should have been dead.
Exactly. It's dead right there.
Even the ref who threw his hands up for the touchdown, he admitted, yeah, man, the Miami player was out of bounds. So right. I'm like, well, goddamn, it's, I mean, it, that's common sense because I know they teach you that shit in Little League. You know what I'm saying? If you're out of bounds, you can't touch the ball.
Exactly.
So like,
and then plus, we all football fans. When the last time you could have a completed catch and not come up with the football and not possess the ball all the way through the motion, ball rolling on his lap, and you got all these haters talking about, nah, that was a catch. Stop that. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. I hope you got up this morning. We recording Sunday. I hope you went up this morning and repented, man. Because you know you sat there and tell a bold face.
Bro, my two homeboys who Florida fans, they called me after. They was like, nah, he caught the ball. I was like, nigga, what the fuck did you – what are you watching, bro?
Stop that.
I was like, y'all boys know football, man. Stop doing that shit, man.
My cousin, you know, he's a no fan, man. He hit me. He was like, yeah, man. That wasn't no catch. He like, man. For one, he thought it was an interception. Again, like, if Horton comes down with the ball, he comes out the crowd with the ball – in the NFL, guess what? That's an interception.
Yeah, you can't.
So I'm like, what's going on? Everybody knew that wasn't the case. But since it's Miami, they saying, yeah, man, they caught that.
Listen,
it was. Chaney's down, but everybody seen that he's down. Oh, nah, he fumbled. He's down. Y'all all could have he's down, but y'all going to say he fumbled anyway.
Listen, man, look, the refereeing was terrible all game, to be honest. Like you said, the Markel Bell that wasn't a hold. Then when they kicked the field goal, they had two number 17s on the field goal team. That should have been a penalty. That should have been 5 yards back. They kick it again. They probably gonna miss that one, or they just gonna punt it because that's over 60 yards. 63, 64 right, yards. Like you're not gonna make it. Right. Then they got that phantom pass interference on OJ Frederick. When I was like, yo, like, are y'all serious? Like, and they was holding, bro. They was holding so much on them pitch them outside pitches and all that. They was doing so much holding, and it's like they wasn't calling nothing. I'm like, yo, this is ridiculous.
They was taunting like shit the whole game too. And you throw a flag on a
spit ball in the end zone.
Come on, man.
On top of that, I'll say this. Somebody brought up, it was a Virginia Tech fan. He changed his, I even saw he changed his avatar or whatever on X to the ref. And he brought up that it was the same refs that blew the call in the Duke game.
Miami
I said, okay, cool. I'm going to give you that. But if you watch that game, which I know nobody did unless you was a Miami or Duke fan, because it was a Friday night game or Thursday night game, I believe.
No, it was Saturday night. We was just trying. We just fired our coach.
And so, you know, it's a bullshit game. Nobody really want to watch this fucking game unless you're a fan. But if you watch that game, I specifically remember watching that game and going, God damn, these refs are awful. But not terrible. Just because they was fucking up for us, they were fucking up for Duke too. On Friday, they had a phantom hold call on them that took a touchdown off the board. There wasn't no hold on that call. I take it because they owed us one from the Markel Bell one, which I think, like, you know, X was speaking on earlier, was way bigger because that was a momentum shift that really probably shifted the whole thing in our favor very early in the game and changed the whole complexity.
And then we ended up throwing a pick after.
Exactly. That's why it was a 14-point swing. That was a huge huge bis, you know, error in calls. You muted X.
Twice on both his interceptions, we driving down the scope. So that's swung the whole momentum. Like I say, we go up 21-0. I mean 21-7, guess what? That game finna get blown out. We finna put another 50 on them. And that's it. We, you know what I'm saying? We gonna be talking about
just how dope we
did. Yeah, the Sergeant team in Tallahassee who just got beat by Miami B team.
Got smoked by Miami.
Yeah, JV squad. Boy, put them hands on. JV squad.
But it is what it is. You know, like I talked to some of the players and I told them, I say, listen, for the new ones, Miami is never getting calls for the refs. Just appreciate what we got because they don't give us nothing. This is, I'm talking about, they really don't give us nothing. So appreciate what you got. Even like Malik Rozier and Pigney, they said the same thing. Like, yeah, man, because we don't get no type of calls. Like, you have to literally just blow a motherfucker out for them.
Yeah, you do.
Not no calls on Miami.
Right. Don't ever sit there and wait on that.
Hey, but I will one thing. I will say the play of the game. And for me, he is the player of the game, regardless if it was just minor. Malik Bryant. Malik Bryant is the player of the game. For one, sniffing out that fake field goal, right? That gave us back the momentum. And then he had like three tackles, a sack, a tackle and a half, a loss. Yeah. Like he actually had a decent game for a backup. But for me, I think he's the player of the game because if he does not make that tackle, we lose that game. We definitely would have lost that game for sure. I know what X did was up there, but that was the key. That happened before
right.
The X thing happened.
Right. You absolutely right.
That was
like
the key.
Said, once Tyler Barron went down, everybody looking around like, well, we're finna step up. And this is what I spoke about, you know, before the season, like how the depth, like look at the depth, you know what I'm saying? Last year, once the defensive lineman went down, you know, you had to rely on just a true freshman, Ruben Bain, and then everything else was like, yeah, that D-line, sorry. But look at the D-line now. You still got pieces you can put in. They going down, guess what? You still got more people you can put in. He came in the game, he played good, man. Him, shouts out to Arroyo, man. He chased that man down. He definitely finna get drafted just for that. Like they gonna
oh, yeah.
On draft day. They gonna be like, look how fast he
bro. He Arroyo to me is just a question of day one or day two. I don't think it's a question. I don't think he falls out the second round. Just with his athleticism.
I'm gonna tell you this. If our receiver corps was sorry, was trash, we ain't really got no good receivers. And Arroyo was the focus point. He would go easily for 1,000 yards.
So I'm about to say, yeah, he'll still go off. Yeah, he'll still get off.
Did you see that route he ran? Well, he kind of like did like a wheel up the seam on the sideline line, and Cam hit him.
Yeah,
I was like, ooh,
the focus, the body control, man, to reel that pass in.
I kept telling people. Look how he run his routes.
NFL
routes he running.
Oh no, I remember when we was talking preseason. I went ahead and start selling out for him right then off the little hype videos. But it was, I said, bro, I don't like to do this off no fucking hype video. But, you know, we haven't seen a ton of Arroyo. And I was like, but look how smooth he looks. It looks very natural. It looks very like a wide receiver out there. He just gliding around. It looks different than most. Let's get into, you know, shout out to another crazy player, obviously, was Cam falling down. I mean, even Patty Mahomes had to tweet about that one. That was crazy. That was crazy.
Shouts out to Riley Williams on that.
For being ready.
Yeah, man. Riley. That's what I was about to say. Riley.
He stiffed on that dude. He should have dove into I was hoping he was going to dive in the end zone.
Me too.
But he let him hit him while he was trying to jump. Like, no,
he was trying to get there. Yeah.
And you also know one more thing I will say. He not on the team no more, but Caleb Spencer, the one who hit the portal, he had a great game for Virginia Tech, man. He had a great game.
Definitely could have used him in that safety.
He had something to prove because he was really pissed. I mean, that he's not in my
team.
Well, I was listening to, I want to say D Money was speaking on it. Shout out to the boys over there, Kane's Insight. He said he got a chance to talk to his dad. And he was like, it really wasn't like a bad blood type thing. It was the new regime. Where does he fit? New DC. Yeah. And, you know, the one thing we had about Caleb the whole time, remember, he recruited and we wasn't 100% sure where he's going to go because how his body going to develop. Was he going to be a linebacker? Was he going to be a safety? If I think we knew he was going to stay at safety, I think he definitely stays in our room and he could contribute. He'd probably be right there starting, actually, from what we saw last night. I mean, I don't know how he's been looking otherwise. But, yeah, I think that's what happened. So it's just one of those things, I think, where – you know, matriculation just gonna happen when you changing up, you know, squads and you changing up whole staffs. But yeah, shout out to bro. Yeah, he had a dope game, man. He had an excellent game. Yeah, let's get into some of the ugly that even caused that game outside of officiating that caused that game to me to be 10 times closer than it should have been. The elephant in the room. Was the tackling? The tackling 22 tackles.
Missed
awful.
22 tackles. That's
22 missed tackles.
Hey, that's one of the worst things I hate about watching a defense is tackling because you literally, bro, like the other team get. We probably gave up how many yards after fucking missed tackles, bro? Like
yards after contact. They had
to be. Yeah, that's what contact. I'm saying, bro. And I'm like, bro, you really letting these like that's not earned. Like that's you just fucking not bringing a man down.
At
least four of those missed tackles was like sacks because Elijah Austin had two of them.
Yep. It was like, where are you going?
Touchdown they had, I'm like, bro, that shouldn't even happen, bro.
Yeah, like Austin gave some bad tape yesterday because he would have a guy, he got him locked down, and then he's putting his hands up and going up by his head. And I'm like, brother, drive through the center. What are you doing? You going high. He ducks under. I mean, you talk about an elusive, you know, quarterback. That's what Drone's known for.
Yeah, and he's 6'3", 230,
240.
He's 6'3", 2, yeah. He's 6'3", 220, 230, 240, man. Like, like why are you trying to go? Yeah, why are you trying to go, like, hit him? Hit, I'm going to say hit him low. Yeah, upper body. Come on, man.
Yeah, trying to get the what you call it, the Showtime tackle. The Showtime
right.
tackle.
Right. Sling him down by his shoulder pads and all that. Yeah. That's not what you want to be doing. That's just not the technique. Maui Noah just throwing his body at people. Not using sound form, man. Form looked god-awful. They got to work
on that. He had a terrible game.
Yeah.
Our grade.
That was his worst game I ever seen him play.
Our tackling grade as a team – PFF gave us a 28.6. And I'm just watching the game as a fan. I'm not no analyst that crunch numbers. And I understood why they went for the fake field goal. Everybody go, why would they do that? Just take the point. I said, shit, where we tackling? Where we tackling? I get it. Yeah, and the coach saw opportunity to bury us. He knew we could fight back. We got Cam Ward. He know that. He like, bro, we got to do everything we can to destroy this team, crush their confidence, because they got a Heisman guy on that other side. So, and they ain't tackling for shit. That's why you made a great point, D-Rob, in that Malik honestly probably did make play of the game. Because just like we could have went up and put them out, that other seven that they could have got if they get that sneak in could possibly – crush us as well. So I understood why the coach went for it because, man, we wasn't knocking nothing down.
Yeah, as a fan, if they got that fake and score, I wouldn't believe that at the moment. Like, all right, we're probably going to lose.
I just, again, the tackling just has to be 10 times better.
Tackling, we got to tackle better. We got, you know, costly penalties. We got to get back healthy. You know, regardless of how much depth we got to get back healthy. You know, that's why I'm like, yeah, let's get this week over with Cal, and then we have a bye, man, and then, you know, we'll probably be, I ain't gonna say full strength by the time we face Louisville, but we'll be close to full strength by the time we face
Louisville. That I'm glad you brought that up too. That was my other really concerning thing about this game was the lack of depth at defensive end. We just didn't play enough guys. I looked at the snap count, and I put that in the chat, too. All the snaps went to Barron and Austin. And then Brian, you know, Malik got 22. I'm like, brother, we got to rotate a little more than that. We're going to feel a little bit long. Barron had 49, Austin had 46, and Bryant had 22. Yeah, we got to get Bane back, man. It's ACC play time. You heard anything on that? Like, I thought he was going to be back this game. Him and Rivers.
This is from the personal relationship I have with Bane. Bane can play. They keep holding him back. They don't want him to come back and then re-stress.
That bothers me. That bothers me with Mario. And that's, I said that in the chat too. At this point, it feels like arrogance. And I don't like that. We're playing our first ACC game. It's the most important game we playing of the season. Everything else is cool. But yeah, it don't make sense to me for a guy that can play to not be playing in this situation. You know, we want to set the tone. This is a rivalry game. He's been rested. It's time to go. It's time to get to it, man. We don't got time no more for holding nobody back. It just wasn't the time of the year for it. I would even like to see McConaughey get out there just to get somebody some breather. I'm just like, bro, we got these guys out there a little too long in a game that's been too back and forth, and I think we got to give those guys an opportunity to get a breather out there. So, that was another concern.
And one thing about that game Friday night, I ain't gonna lie, it was so humid, man. So I know the players was like, yeah, they was gasping for air.
Exactly.
We gasping for air in the stadium, man. We ain't going up and down like
that. Yeah, you ain't running back and forth. That's the one thing
I don't like about that stadium. I feel like he should have just closed it in instead of putting that circle on it. Like, that was dumb. He should have closed it in, man. Put the AC on and stuff like that.
Yeah, man. Slap a dome on. I don't never, especially when you're dealing with, like, perfect example, us having to delay the Ball State game to the point where fans didn't even go to the game no more. Because Lightning. Well, you in South Florida. We should never let no Lightning delay. That's why we got an indoor practice facility. You cannot let Lightning delay stop you from playing football in a place that's known for having lightning all the day.
Yeah,
time.
That's crazy if you think break it
don't
down
make
like
no
that.
Sense. Yeah, like, come on, bro. It's 2024. You know, I get it. If it ain't no Lightning, you want to leave it open, let's go. But let's not let Lightning be an issue, man.
Make it retractable. I mean,
yeah, for me, retractable.
The Marlins stadium is retractable. The amount of money that he paid for that, I just felt that was a waste. Because it's like, like you say, when it's still lightning, guess what? You got to go in. You know what I'm saying? When it's raining, the field get like, what were you thinking?
Right, makes like, no sense.
That don't happen for Dolphins games, do it?
It's literally no air blowing in the stadium. Like it's dry heat. It's like air stuck and it's not moving around in the stadium at all. So
yeah.
That's. Again, like I said, I know why those players was tired, man, because they was it was really humid because it rained earlier that day.
Right, so now it's all steaming up.
Yeah, does that happen for Dolphins? That happened for Dolphins games.
Yeah, it happens for Dolphins games, but you know, I ain't gonna lie, the Dolphins, man, they got all type of professional. I mean, the Canes got it too, but the Dolphins got some equipment that keep their players good. Only their players.
Yeah, just they side, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, they don't care about
the other side. Yeah, you gotta get it how you live. You better bring your own. But teams do that too. And the pros, they do that. Like, Rod, no, he a Bills fan. They better bring some AC coming down in Florida. They got to play them more. Yeah,
but I think, I think over time, I think the Hurricanes gonna end up back in Marlins Stadium. Man, I don't think that team gonna be that much longer. It's not convenient.
To be honest, I'm ready for them to go ahead and negotiate with the Moss brothers, because when the Moss brothers build their soccer stadium, I think we should just go ahead and play there. They're going to allow us to have, I think, 100% revenue if we play there for football season. We're not even getting close to – I can't even give you the amount, the exact number of the revenue we're getting from playing at the Dolphin Stadiums, but I know it's not nothing.
Yeah.
It's nothing.
No, I mean, Miami needs that same, you know, Orange Bowl feeling, 58,000, that's just conducive. And the funny part is like, people always try to, you know, tease us and mock us. It's only a few college football venues that are like these huge 80, 90, 100,000. That's not the norm, ladies and gentlemen. That is not the norm.
Yeah.
Even Oregon, Autzen Stadium is one that they say is a tough stadium to play in. It only seems like 45,000. It's just that it's on top of you, and it looks you know, packed because it's 45,000 and it's in Oregon. So obviously, you know, more people going to go to those games. We just need to get back to something that is conducive to what your fan base is, what your school is, and build something back to, because, you know, Orange Bowl was legendary for what it did and how it held up on game days. And part of that was design, and the design and the fact that what the fuck we need 100,000 seater for? If we had the big house in, like Michigan got, it's going to be half empty. Like, what the hell you need 100,000 for? But yeah, you know how shitty your city got to be for 100,000 people. I thought about that shit the other day. I watched the game. I said, how shit your city got to be for 100,000 people to show up on a Saturday? It's nothing to do. 100,000 people say it's nothing else to do but go to this game. That's the shit you say. I don't want to live there. Y'all can have it. God bless you.
Yeah, and more people will go if they could in them cities.
And I don't
exactly. Yeah. Some of them can't get in.
Yeah. To be honest, I don't want to go to no goddamn game with 100,000 fans.
Fuck no. Hell no. 50,000 too many.
I be having almost panic attacks when I see 60,000 at the state. I'm like, no, there's too many people now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy, man. Nah,
that's one thing I think they need to do. But yeah. You just got to get healthy.
Yeah, that'd be the other concern. Yeah, I just felt like, and you know, I'm glad you was able to give us that little insight too. I felt like that, and that's why I said that in the chat. I'm like, all right, Mario, feel like you're being a little arrogant at this point. Like, we need to start putting our best dogs out there at this point. Like, I don't want no more resting just because this team ain't all that. Our schedule ain't all that. So at what point are you going to start taking, you know, the opponent serious enough? Because it's like you're selling one thing, but you ain't practicing what you preach, per se. Because I don't feel like – I felt like we was not told Ruben – I mean, Ruben Bain ain't in nothing. He ain't in no cast, no boo. I was like, every time I see him, he just on sideline.
Man, listen. When
and that was week one.
When this man's showing up to the game, he's showing up to the game with his stuff. He's ready to play.
Yeah, they got to cut that shit out.
Told, like, even with Jalen Rivers, I'm like, okay, at this point, Jalen Rivers has to play because guess what? He has to get filmed so he can get drafted. I mean,
right. That's what I'm thinking.
This would have been the perfect game because you had all them scouts. You had all them scouts that this game would have been a perfect game for both of them to come back and put something on film.
Exactly. And that bothered me. I ain't going to lie. So that's my first qualm with him.
Yeah, with Bane, he has another year regardless. But yeah, you got to let Jalen Rivers, you got to play. You know what I'm saying? You going to play? Come on. It's day here, so.
Yeah, that's my first real Mario complaint you're going to hear. I felt like he might be at this point being a little tad bit arrogant and holding guys that we need for games like this. Virginia Tech wasn't to be taken lightly. I knew, too, like, there's no way that people said this team could win the ACC, that they was returning a lot of production, and they just were going to be cheeks this year. I just didn't think so. And even if they was, you're going to get their best shot, period. And they got a guy that's leading the nation in sacks, and we going with Markell Bell when Jalen Rivers available. Markell's learning and getting better week in and week out. I definitely see the improvement, but I don't want to risk it. He's got his snaps. He's got his opportunities. We'll lean back on him when we need to lean back on him. But, I thought that and my linebacker situation, especially with the way Miley Noah was playing, I'd rather see a little more Popo. Alderman, a little Popo. More Popo, well,
Alderman,
yeah.
Alderman didn't play.
Yeah, Alderman didn't play. He didn't play. I think he might be in the dog. He might be in some
deep. Because I'm like, yeah, why isn't he playing more?
Well, remember, after that video he posted of Mario in the locker room, he just wouldn't get back on field.
Oh, damn. Oh, I
didn't know who posted it.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Oh, okay. So that make a lot of sense then. Okay.
And I'm wondering, like, haven't seen him on the field no more. Like,
yeah. I'm like, yo, what fam at?
Because that's the Nick guy. That's his guy.
Yeah, Miley Noah, like I said, Miley Noah been playing like poo. I'm like, hey, man, pull him a little bit, bro. Like, all this reckless abandon.
He didn't play good against USF neither.
Bro, he only played good against Florida, if we keep it.
Yeah.
He only played good against Florida. I'm looking for he's just playing undisciplined to me. That's the key. Like, he's putting himself in position a lot of time, but then he put himself out of position a lot of time. And then when he get lined up for a tackle, He diving in the air and throwing a shoulder. I'm like, man, if you don't wrap somebody up.
Right, I know.
You know, those would be my concerns. You know, coming out of the game, the tackling just has to improve.
What was Tyler Barron's injury? I'm not worried about it.
What's that?
What was Tyler Barron's injury?
I think he was just cramping or something, right?
Just cramping, man. Them, but like, a lot of them boys were just cramping, man. That's it.
I think, and then what's his name? Barrow. Barrow got a little banged up. I think.
Yeah, Simeon Barrow.
He did end up coming back in the game, I want to say, though. Or am I incorrect in that?
No, I think he came back at the very end and played a few snaps. It wasn't many, but he came back at the very end. So,
well, probably the same deal, man. Just, you know, cramping up, maybe a bruise or something kind of hit him a little hard in that game. X had to go ahead and step. We'll go ahead and wrap up in a few. Just, you know, I guess to kind of put a bow on that game, you know, keep in mind good teams find a way to win. And again, I know y'all got PTSD. Go ahead,
Rob. I do got one thing, right? And I need to see this be different. I see all these people talking about Martinez, right? Even on the timeline, right? My thing is, man, you got to feed him early and you got to feed him often. As you can see in that first half, he had what, like 8 yards, 9 yards? And the second half, he had 51 yards. Because they, once that third quarter, and I guess Dawson realized, I don't need to sling it around the yard. Let's get this running game going. Martinez was eating. He was eating. Give him a run. He ended up with 14 carries for 60 yards. Still 4 yards to carry.
The run game as a whole ain't right, though.
He said the run game as a whole isn't right. Yeah, I'm glad.
Because the offensive line ain't getting the push that it usually gets. I don't know what it is, what's going on, but they got to get it figured out because you're right. You, like I said, we in ACC play, and I said last week, I said you're going to see more of the, you're going to see Martinez at least get 14, 15 carries. You might see Fletcher get, you know, about 10, 15 carries, but it didn't end up working out that way for Fletcher. I don't know why he only got like 4 carries, but Martinez got his 14, and then obviously Ward had got 10, but we know that was like on broken plays and stuff like that. So, but man, we got to feed that. We got to feed Martinez early, man. Like, he needs at least 15 carries a game, because the more he runs, the better he gets. So,
he said it himself, and you can see it in his game. That, you know, he stylized a lot of his game after
Le'Veon,
right? And you can see that where he gets a little sideline to sideline, like trying to be patient and wait for things to break. Which ain't the worst thing all the time, but there are times where I'm like, all right, let's get upfield. But, you know, I've been kind of pounding the drum for AJ Allen a little bit more, because I just think with us struggling and the way they've been trying to run these real simple off-tackle things, he just seems to have the most wiggle to me. I'm not saying he's the best running back. I don't believe he's the best running back. I just think if all we're going to do is run these little off-tackle things, I think he's the guy that's actually going to end up being more productive in a lot of ways, because he's got just enough shiftiness to make people miss and to dance off a little, like, you know, little – shots to the midsection, things of that nature. If that's how we're going to run it, but I'm concerned too with the fact with the play calling, where it's like, why aren't you being a little more creative with trying to get these guys on the edge every once in a while? Because we're holding at the point of attack, we're just not getting good surge like we did last year. That's kind of the irony of. I think we brought in more explosion with Martinez. I think Martinez, people say he's not explosive. I think he actually is, but it takes him a second to.
It takes him a while, yeah.
Right. But this year, we don't have the surge. So I'm like, okay, let's adjust the play calling a little bit. Let's see if we can just get some of these points of attack to hold, maybe get your tight end on that edge, and then get these guys on the edge and let them take off from that point instead of just running off tackle stuff, all this inside running type deal. That and yet another Sam Brown screen, man. If y'all don't throw that damn ball down, films, I said shit. God damn it! Quit throwing the ball to Sam Brown behind the line of scrimmage. Have you had any success with this play yet,
bro? Like, they forcing it. I'm like, bro, like, what are y'all trying to accomplish at this point. Can't figure it out. Like, it's like five a game.
Bro, I don't care. It's like, you know, Patrick, you and have you practiced that shot?
Have you practiced that shot? Like,
why would you take it?
And it don't even look right. Like, he don't even look comfortable catching the shit.
No,
like,
hell no. And they always right on
him. It's not him, bro.
And the defense, like I said, they can smell it a mile away. Every game, they throw that shit. The defense is right. He ain't got a shot. They like, oh, now it's a screen to Brown. Y'all just sell out. Just go straight to Brown. That's what they're going to do.
They're not going to stop until it's a stupid score.
Yeah, exactly. I'm about to say, they ain't going to stop until somebody just pick it off or knock it right out of his hands. You know, and get a fumble, or you know, at least if you're gonna do it, pump fake that bitch over there and have somebody just go on the go route, because they sniffing this play out left and right. It's not effective, man. That you know, ugly game that we found a way to win. You know, shout out to one and his ability to keep this team composed. His playmaking just, you know, kept us in the game. Seven. As usual, just a guy that's there all the time and just making plays when necessary. You know, like for the fans with the PTSD that's stressing, you know, keep in mind, like I said, Georgia had to pull one off against Kentucky. And Kentucky not trash. Kentucky ain't been trash for a minute. Not since Stoops got there. But they also not a powerhouse.
Yeah, either. I'm like, you're not gonna blow everybody out, bro. That's not how it works.
Yeah, nobody's gonna do that. Nobody in the nation is gonna do that. And every championship team you can look at, go and look at their record and go look at some of them games. There was no team that did not have a struggle game. It's going to be there. And it's usually conference play. That's just what it is. These guys are going to come to play you at a different level. I thought for a game that was, you know, just wasn't the prettiest, it's things you could clean up and still keep us right there in that top tier of teams. I don't know. Did the new AP poll come out? Because I know Ole Miss ended up dropping.
Come out at around 1.
Yeah, so, yeah, it'll come out by like 1 o'clock.
Oh, we recording a little early this morning. I mean, I don't think we'll move much either way. We were, 7? Ole Miss was 6, and they dropped that game yesterday. So we probably stay right there at 6, 7. They may hate us and drop us to 8 or something. You know how that go.
Ole Miss lost to Kentucky, right?
Yeah. But Kentucky probably ended up being ranked after this game too. So, you know, gutsy win by them as well. I mean, that you know, that's football, man, especially college football. That's what make it fun. Some of these gutsy games that just got to be pulled out. And for once, we're on the winning side of it as opposed to the losing side. So we got Cal on deck. We got to fly out there. Hopefully they already left.
That's going to be game day game.
Skip class. Yeah, we got college game day, which is very weird. I don't know why they do it.
Bro, when I saw that, I was like, damn, it must be nobody playing Saturday.
Brother, I mean, it's Florida State fault. That's why. You know
they playing us. Clemson. They play Florida State, play Clemson the weekend, but they ain't at college game day.
Florida State supposed to have 2 college game day games this year. They supposed to have Clemson and us. And because they suck, that's out the window.
Salute
to ESPN for still giving us one. We'll get to Miami. They deserve it. We got to at least give them one. You know, they beefing with Florida State right now as it is. So it's like.
Hey, you know what? I just thought about something. I wouldn't be surprised if they gave it to us when we played Duke and we both undefeated. I just thought about it.
If Duke can climb into the rankings, I know they 5-0. Had they beat anybody? Yeah. UNC trash.
No, you haven't beat anybody.
I mean, they ain't really beat nobody, but I'm just saying, and I don't know who they play next, but I'm just thinking, like, if we are, 7-0, and if we're 7-0 by that time, and they're 7-0 by that time, I would not be surprised if they said, let's do this Duke-Miami, Mario versus Manny. I think that might happen, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I think that might happen.
It's 2 weeks apart from each other.
No, because we got to think of, we're not the home, but we're thinking about it, we're not the home team in this game. It's Cal. Granted, we know that they're doing this because of us, because we're a top 10 team, we're an East Coast team, and they need some type of exposure on the West Coast. So, hey, why not put Miami Cal? But why wouldn't they do it to us? Like, I mean, it's the other teams that have done it. You know what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying, but that ain't going to happen because They got Georgia Tech this week at Georgia Tech. I think they dropped that game. Then they go to Florida State. I think they beat Florida State. But then they got SMU. And I think our B squad probably go ahead and put them boys down. But
yeah, I don't see them being undefeated. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, think they at least drop Georgia Tech. I think they at least drop Georgia Tech. Which, I mean, hey, that's great for them. They beat Northwestern, Connecticut in a dog. Every game in a dog fight, too, except Middle Tennessee State. Well, they beat Elon 26-3. Took two overtimes to take out Northwestern. Beat Connecticut, 26-21. They did blow Middle Tennessee State out. And they edged out UNC, who was just absolute garbage this year. And we don't get
to play. They're terrible, bro.
Okay, why we don't get to play them? Finally beat their ass. But, yeah, you know, hey, like I said, shout out to them giving us the game, because I don't know if we're going to have another opportunity on the schedule because, yeah, I don't think Duke going to be able to pull it off.
Or Louisville, maybe.
Butt cheeks. Louisville, but they just lost.
Yeah.
Louisville lost, too. But, I mean, you know, it was a ranked team, so they could still be up there by the time we play. Louisville will probably be a better opportunity. If Louisville could go ahead and finish up and not lose another game by the time we play them, then, yeah, I think that'll be a better shot at a college game day atmosphere. And is it's in Louisville or is that at home?
No, we got to go to Louisville.
So, yeah, I can see that for sure. I think that could happen. But, yeah, we got Cal on the slate. You know, we got a extra day of rest, which is good because we got to get out there. Like I said, I hope they're already out there getting adjusted to the time. No classes. Just go live in California for a week, man. Because the game also is at 10:30.
10:30, bro. That's crazy.
All y'all old heads like me, man, remember that day. You got to get your nap in because we're playing in the middle of the night.
I have to get it. Bro, that's not going to go off till like almost 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that is sick work, man. That is exactly why I did not want Cal and Stanford.
It's going to fuck up my Sunday schedule.
Yeah, what are we doing? It's the ACC.
You're going to take up a right, bro.
This shit is crazy, man. But Cal right now is 3-1. They somehow figured out a way to lose to Florida State, Florida State couldn't score in the game of ping pong right now. This is
bro, it's crazy absolutely watching the games. Ridiculous. I'm like, watching that offense is like watching paint dry, bro.
It's god awful. They're supposed to have had this elite coach getting coached by Alabama. And the sad part about that was, them people actually believe that shit,
bro.
They really believe that. I said, y'all really? Are y'all serious?
They dead ass serious.
They dead ass believe,
bro. They had DeBoer when, as soon as Nick Saban retired, DeBoer even said it. Like, soon, like he was already in the. It was already a done deal. It was already done deal.
And I thought they was just talking shit, but no, they really believed.
That was a fleece of the decade, bro. And then they extended the man, gave him all that money. I'm like, bro, like y'all got the fleece.
Richie Sexton is the same agent.
Richie, he got four people paid during that.
It's what he's supposed to do, because getting them paid gets who paid? Him. Richie Sexton. You strike while the iron's hot.
He just sitting there and try to find four dummy athletic directors who will do it, and they found four of them.
He knows what he got to do, because for one, Mike was hot at the time. So this is a guy coming off of, you know, 13-1 season. You can sell that the loss was just, you know, yeah, we didn't play it. All our guys packed it up, and you know, and that's why we really didn't compete. But the truth was, if they were the team that I think Maul said it, and I've been said it too, if they were the team that they said they was going to be this year, you don't lose 63-3, period, because you would have had the backups to stay competitive without all your starters. They don't have any depth, which is exactly what we was trying to say last year. You got all these mercs who leaving and going to leave.
Bro, we said it on this show. That shit not sustainable. Like 2 years ago, bro.
So, you know, Richie got them paid, but I thought they was just saying that just to troll us, because they want to be like, yeah, our coach is so elite. And
yeah, I thought it was a joke.
There's nothing elite about this man. Y'all cannot put up points. He's supposed to be offensive mind. And y'all cannot, for the life of you, figure out a score. You were happy to get Brock Glenn. He is buns as well. And I thought your coach was supposed to develop these guys. And, you know, everybody, this is so crazy to me, too. Y'all don't want DJU playing. He's the best you got. You think he's sitting around waiting?
It's so crazy, too, bro. Like, looking at that roster, they're like years away. And he's in year five, bro. That's not a one-year turnaround.
It's a rebuild.
Yes, bro.
In year five, it's another rebuild.
That's crazy work. And you just paid him? That's crazy work.
He built nothing. He built a team. He didn't build a program. And that's the difference. That's why they got mad. You know, the fans got mad when somebody who ain't even a Miami writer, I forget who put it out, it might have been, saying how the programs, how we have pulled away from those other two programs. Why? You built a season. You had a team. You didn't build a program. And in that, Mario is doing the opposite. He's building an actual program, not just the team. So y'all got to get y'all laughs off when, you know, we underperformed, you know, last year, lost a bunch of close games that we shouldn't have. I mean, if you don't get the Georgia Tech call that nobody else was outraged about, we're 8-14, which is exactly what they was the year before. They won the 10 and then went on to win the 13. But,
and bro, his buyout is $92 million too, bro.
Well, he's around for a while. But Cal, so far, you know, they're 3-1. They had a bye this week, so they will be fresh when we get out there to go. We get out there to go play those guys. They took out UC Davis, went on the road and beat Auburn in a close one, but Auburn is cheeks as well. They handled San Diego State fairly well, 31-10, and somehow, like I said, they couldn't manage to score more than 9 points and lose to a Florida State team 14-9. And again, Florida State, I think over their last 8 games or so, are averaging somewhere around 17 points a game.
That's crazy.
Which is insane in modern football. That is insane.
That's crazy, bro.
You couldn't draw this up. And it doesn't make sense.
So bad watching him, too. Like, that pick 63 yesterday, I was like, goodness gracious.
Yeah, they're a bad team, especially offensively. I give their defense some credit because they keeping them in the fight. The defense is helping them fight, but they can only fight so long. You got to help them out. So, but Cal, you know, I think Cal is who we thought they were. We didn't think they was going to be a great team coming in. You look at the quality of wins. Auburn isn't really a quality win because Auburn's still a struggling team. You know, San Diego State, group of five, you know, they should win that type of game as well. And I think, you know, I think they're a team without a ton of offense either. I think they have a pretty solid defense. I believe this is another game where we need to try to establish the run earlier. And you know, kind of along the lines with D-Rob was saying, like, let's get this Damian Martinez, Mark Fletcher show, let's get it going earlier and stick to it a little bit earlier. And then be able to come back to it at the end. So where we build a lead, kind of like, you know, like the old Cowboys when it was good back in the day, air it out a little bit on that first half, build your lead, and then run them to death and end it. But I think a runner like Martinez needs those early touches, like you were saying, to kind of get his game together and get him kind of into the game.
Yeah. Then also, let's not sleep on Jaden Ott. California running back.
Yeah, he's
last
good.
Year, last 2 years, I think he has like over 1,000 yards. This year, I think he was like injured early on, but I think he's gonna be healthy when we play. You gotta watch out for him. Like he's definitely gonna be probably the. I would have said he's probably the best running back that we're gonna play this year. Which, yeah, I think he's probably the best running back that we're probably gonna play this year.
I can go for that.
Yeah, he's yeah. So we gonna have to make sure that. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? Like, we can't miss 22 tackles.
We got to
fix that tackling because if he break, he gone. You're not catching him, and he's that good. So That's all. That's my main thing. I'm not worried about their passing game because Mendoza is a statue back there, and I think we're going to eat. But I think that they're going to have to go to their bread and butter is their running game. Like, but as long as we stop their running game or contain them, I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, you know, I thought Virginia Tech did a good job at scheming up some runs in the sense that they were doing kind of like what I wanted us to do. Their O-line isn't very impressive. They just knew how to set up plays where they were holding point of attack fairly well. And then these guys get to running against a head of steam and have a couple of holes they can wiggle through. Their running back was, you know, he's a pretty explosive, smaller guy. Yeah, I think Cal will try to scheme up the runs for him. And I think that goes back also to what I was saying about you getting Bane back. Bane not only is a great pass rusher, he's good against the run as well. And we just got to get that rotation at the defensive end. I think just needs to see a few more bodies out there to keep us a little fresher. I don't want to see a stat line where only three defensive ends played. That's a heavy load, especially in that heat down there. And you've been seeing our guys cramp up. So I think we can hold it. Ain't a line on the game just yet. I give them their credit because I do think the defense is pretty solid. And like D-Rob said, I believe they'll be able to get some runs until I see otherwise. I mean, we did good against USF, who all they really was running and throwing the 38. But we got to tackle better. If we come out there tackling anything like we did in this last game, it's going to be a much longer afternoon or evening than a lot of people anticipate.
Yeah, you out on the west, just on the other side of the world, too.
It's a tricky game. This was one of the scarier games for me coming into the season because of that. And that was before I knew we was going to be playing at damn 10:30.
The only good thing to me, I don't want to say good thing, but Cam's used to playing at that time from being out playing at Washington State. So
yeah, I mean, you get out there early. I joked a little bit about that because, I mean, you get out there early enough, that ain't going to make that much of a difference. You get on out there and get these guys on that sleep schedule for a couple of days, and they'll be fine just to get them acclimated. And then we go out there and play ball. We're a better team. There's no reason to lose this game. And I still think I'm not going to lower expectations just because we had a tight game with a rival. I still think we should pull that game off by two touchdowns and be able to put those boys to bed. So I'm going to call it somewhere in the neighborhood of I'm going to put it somewhere in the 42 to 24 type game.
They got us at 11.5.
Right now. Okay. Last I looked, I didn't see a line on this. Okay, yeah, they saying just under two tutties is what they see in that game. So Vegas calling it that way. I think we cover. Not by much. Like I said, I got to say, 13, 14 point
cover. Yeah, I agree. I'm with that.
I'm not going to just be like, oh, we had a tight game, so now every game is going to be that way. I think, you know, Bane's got to come on back and play, especially after
he has to, bro.
It's time. Yeah. It's time, brother.
I'm going to say 34-20. Well, I would say 34-17, 34-20. I think it's going to be somewhere like that.
I'll take it. I'll take it all day long. You got a score prediction for me?
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. I could see that 34-20, like 31. Yeah, I'm going to say that same thing. Because I think we control the game, you know what I'm saying? But I don't think we just going to go walk in there and just goddamn dominate till I see better tackling. So.
Yeah, look here. If shit gets scary, man, go to 8. Go to 8 early and often. If it gets scary, they can't. There ain't nobody right now can cover 8.
Yeah, bro.
Can't cover 8. Run them up the middle, bro. Linebacker's too slow. Safety's too small. Throw the ball to 8 if it ever gets
easy
scared.
For him. Like you could tell his mannerisms out there. Like it's easy for him.
Oh
right
man,
now.
We love man. Hey, that's my guy, man. Yeah, that's my guy, man. Let him eat, man. George Kittle getting old.
Yeah.
We need a tight end. Shit, he always hurt too. It's time. I'm trying to load them Niners up with some canes on him. I tell you, I want Elijah often. To take huge check spot, and I want Arroyo to take Kittle spot, man.
Arroyo got hands too, bro.
Oh man, I don't know. He can't block like Kittle, but who can?
Yeah, Kittle's
different
special.
Animal in that regard. Before we get out of here, man, who y'all got today, man? Pro wise.
Ooh.
My Bucks y'all got the Eagles today. I think we're gonna win.
Got the Eagles. Okay.
My biz, we got the Ravens tonight, 8:20 primetime game. It's in Baltimore. I think it's gonna be close, man. I got us by three.
Stephon Diggs. He looked good.
Yeah, I want to say either 27-24 or 31-28. I think it's gonna be somewhere like that.
I got you. And we play New England. We 1-2. They 1-2.
Hey, what's up with y'all, Larry?
A little banged up, man. And the defense been not holding up the standard. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Defense don't look right.
It's been a little off. It's been a little off.
They fired that D coordinator though, didn't they?
No goddamn reason.
Yeah. That was crazy, bro.
He was the reason we lost that.
Weren't y'all giving up like 17 a game last year or something?
Yeah, they ain't had no reason to fire, bro. Yeah, no reason to fire, bro, at all.
What the fuck was that about?
That pissed me off with Shanahan. I think Shanahan is like the opposite. Like Shanahan's a great coordinator. His decision making a lot of time though. I just don't agree with it. I'd be like, why are you doing that? And that goes right down to, getting rid of Wilkes. I was like, he didn't do nothing wrong.
Bro, they made him take the fall for that Super Bowl loss.
Yeah, for the loss. I was like, that shit wasn't on him. But, yeah, I think, we're a little bit banged up, and the defense been slipping, ironically. But New England's a bad team. We get Debo back today, and we get Kittle back today. So I do think we can get a little bounce back game here against New England. Draw even the 2-2 and then see if we can right the ship and get this thing, head in the right direction for the rest of the season. So I think we beat them boys today. I think we beat them impressively, actually.
I think y'all going to dominate them today.
Yeah, I got it like 28-10, something like that. Yeah. I think we have a good game to get us feeling good again and see if we can, get the rest of the season going the way we want. Anyway, all right. It's been 26 degrees, man. We appreciate y'all pulling up with us. We'll be back with y'all next week for sure. We're going to try to put a space together soon, too, so we can get out there and kick it with the people, man, and just get out there and let y'all talk and see what y'all feeling. All right, man. We up out of here. Peace.
All right, peace.
We're going to let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.